There is no substitute for live music in the human experience.
And second that.
And I think you know that pretty well.
I like this series in particular, too, because it kind of infringes upon people's spaces, like and what you would consider a usable space for a performing arts series as well. So I really enjoy, honestly, doing some of these sidewalk concerts because it's people walking by and they might take a minute to listen and then they might actually enjoy it or they might not enjoy it and meander on. You never know. But it tends to be a good thing overall at the end, and enjoy the opportunity to present various forms of culture for audiences that on a normal day would not be able to possibly fork over the $5 to go to a concert hall or have the time to take their kids out and experience a full 90-minute, two-hour-long concert. Instead, they can choose to show up for a song or decide to sit the whole 2 hours out if they want to or whatever. It's a really great opportunity to infringe on people's environment. That's honestly where it belongs. So art's all around you on a day-to-day basis. Music is up the same alley, whether you're listening to an elevator, your car, or just catching a department store. It surrounds you on a day-to-day, but you rarely get to connect with the live aspect of it. The musicians and performers are actually making it in a face-to-face conversation.
It's been fun to see the crowds develop. So we're on Wednesday nights from 6 to 8. So it's a good time for families. A lot of families are out, and we have kids who drag their parents to stay, and people biking by who decide that they're going to watch a concert. That's been great, and it's a free concert. This collaboration is between the Music Department, the Walmart Museum, and Downtown Bentonville Incorporated. Downtown Bentonville runs the Farmers Market, which overlaps for an hour. So you can also go to the Farmers Market, then come over to the concert, all on the Bentonville Square.
Now, Jake and Garrett, you've brought your upright bass and your guitar to play a little bit here inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. I'd love to hear a little bit about what you'll play for us.
I moved to Arkansas from New York City, but I grew up in Illinois. And so this always reminds me of a very Midwestern kind of a feel, Americana. And it hints at some of the music that crept its way into jazz, especially through guitarists like Pat Metheny and Bill Frisell, that's sort of from the American folk tradition. So this one is called Common Ground.
Thank you so much for coming in and talking about the series, and thank you for performing here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.